DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app, which you could download at your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You download that Odyssey app, look for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's it. That's all you have to do. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay in your car. You can listen to it on your AirPods, your headphones, or whatever you're listening to. You can go back in chapters. It'll pick up where you left off if you stop and pause it for a second, if you get out of your car to go in and get some gas or something. So nice little thing there. Also, your smart speakers, you can just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and it'll play us live through your smart speakers, your Alexa, Google speakers, a whole bunch of those things. And your podcasts. We're on 36 or 38 different podcast platforms. Anywhere you get your favorite podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere. You just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we are there. Get us right to your inbox each and every day if you're, you know, not listening to the radio from 3 to 6, but we hope you are. Tomorrow we have that In the Interest of Justice special. Jake, do we have that promo? Can that be played? Jake's in the middle of something in there. In the Interest of Justice special tomorrow, it's a three-hour special. I saw someone today and said they keep hearing promos for the In the Interest of Justice, but they didn't know what time it was. It's the entire show. It's a three-hour special, limited interruption, thanks to Keith Figured Law Firm, who is sponsoring the show. And we're going to have three-time Emmy Award-winning actress Martha Byrne and her husband, Mike McMahon, in the studios tomorrow to tell their story. In full, for the first time in the version, in the format that we're going to present it. We're going to have a former FBI agent in charge from the office that handled the case. I don't want to ruin it for you. You just hear from him. And this entire case, which was not a viable case. And when he left office, all of a sudden it became viable because of the... nothing else to call it but incompetence, where the FBI dropped the ball on its targets and grabbed whoever was left just because the millions of dollars were spent in years in an investigation that was shoddily run, and they needed to show something for it. So they scapegoated Mike McMahon. And I've seen the evidence. I've been with this case and from the start, and it's exactly what I see happen. And it turns out the Department of Justice agrees when they vacated all charges upon appeal. After Mike McMahon was given a full and unconditional pardon. So we're going to have them in the studio. We're going to have guests, Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher and his wife Andrea, founders of the Pipe Hitter Foundation, which supported Mike and Andrea McMahon. We're going to have Congressman Mike Lawler of New York's 17th District, their congressman, who supported Mike through this whole ordeal and was instrumental in getting the presidential pardon. For this case, he will be joining the show as well. So you don't want to miss a three-hour special. I know it's a long time to ask for your attention, especially on a Friday. But, if you can catch part of it and then catch the other parts the way we told you on the app or on the podcasts and such like that, it's going to be something you're not going to want to miss. So, hopefully you join us today, a three-hour special, limited interruption, so you won't get a lot of the commercials. First hour, there will be some commercials, and then top of the hour, we'll obviously have news and traffic. But for the most part, it'll be just the information and stories that you don't want to miss. So we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully, for that. Here in our own backyard, this machete massacre. I mean, there's nowhere else to call this. And from my understanding, the majority of this attack from this individual, this Michael Willie Marquise Woods, a male, 38 years old, who originally came from Jersey City, New Jersey in 2020 and lived in the German apartments, the former Hotel German, right in the heart of downtown Scranton, went on this rampage attacking other residents in the Hotel German, other apartment residents. And they were, two of them were identified. The two deceased right now were identified. Linda Fortuna, 61, and Terry M. Muller, 59, who were killed in this heinous attack, and as was Muller's service dog, a golden retriever named Nyla. And I believe I saw somewhere that the golden retriever was 1.5 years old. Yesterday, we talked about one of the victims being a veteran, and Terry Muller, with that service dog, was that Army veteran. And here's someone who served our nation, and I'm not going to get too much into the information that I know because it's not public yet, but really fell on hard times with family and bills and everything like that, and then finally started coming around and was living in this residence, got a service dog to help, was confined to a wheelchair, and this 38-year-old Michael Woods goes on this rampage, not only killing her neighbor, Linda Fortuna, 61, but also Terry Muller, 59, and her service dog, and critically wounding Marilyn Joan Waller, 66, who is in critical condition right now. When I say critical condition, you know, I truly mean that. There's a fine edge here in this Marilyn Waller, 66-year-old woman who was attacked for no other reason but opening her door after hearing a commotion, needs everyone's prayers right now. Because she is truly in grave critical condition. And, you know, I hope miracles do happen, especially this time of year, and hopefully she's able to pull through. But our hopes and prayers are with her. Individual Michael Woods has been charged. He's held without.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bail. He's been charged with two counts of criminal homicide, count of attempted criminal homicide, attempt of assault with a deadly weapon, cruelty to animals, a whole slew of charges. A cursory check shows that there is no criminal record that I can find for Lackawanna County, but I did not check other counties as well. I did not check Pennsylvania as a whole because it's a county by county search. But I did check Lackawanna County, and I do not see any other. There's a civil case that was dismissed with the same first and last name, but no middle names and no date of birth, so I can't definitively match it. It was a landlord-tenant dispute. maybe the same person, but I cannot confirm that. It just has the same name. But again, because it was a civil case, it was dismissed. There's no date of birth. There's no other identifying factors except for the first and last name that match. I've also reached out to friends of mine in law enforcement from Jersey City. First of all, to say, I contacted some friends of mine in the intelligence division in New Jersey to see if they had any open or unsolved machete murders or machete assaults. This might be an avenue they want to look at because that's how law enforcement works. And also to see if there was, if they was known to New Jersey City, Jersey City, New Jersey, as someone who has a criminal record. So again, most of this is public information, but a lot of times that does not go. But the Lackawanna County District Attorney, Brian Gallagher, and his team are top-notch. Scranton Police Department and their officers and investigators are top-notch. I'm sure they're leaving no stone unturned. But again, from what I understand, the majority of this attack is on video, the entire thing, and it was described to me as gruesome, utterly gruesome. So it just goes to show, at this point, Scranton, the city of Scranton, with the exception of last year, and I posted this on my Facebook for you guys who wish to track that, outside of 2024, the city of Scranton is tied for the most murders in the last 8 years this year, which have been on an increase under this current administration. So far, year-to-date in 2025, the city of Scranton has 3 murders. 2024, there were 7. 2023, there were 3. 2022, there was 1. 2021, there was 1. 2020, there was 2. 2019, there was none. In 2018, there was 2. So if you look at the last 4 years in the city of Scranton, the last 3 years, Scranton has more homicides than they have in the past almost decade, actually in the past decade. So when they look to tell you that crime isn't an issue or crime isn't a problem, well, you know, it's not healthy to manipulate those numbers. And listen, I'm not blaming any single person here. But when you have an administration that treats its first responders, both fire department and police department, very poorly when it comes to contract time, when it comes to using them as a photo opportunity only and forcing yourself into press conferences that you have no reason being in, denying that crime is in fact an issue in your city, talking about violence interrupters and social workers. Can you imagine if a violence interrupter or a social worker was the first to respond to this? There's a guy that just, well, killed 2 people and a third and a dog. A third critically injured and a dog. He's standing outside with blood all over him and a machete. What's a social worker or crime interrupter or criminal interrupter going to do? But yet we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on studies from groups that really have no specialty in this and zero track record. And they'll point to one little city somewhere and say, well, look how much it helped here. And instead of hiring more police officers, instead of enhancing our gang unit, instead of beefing up our drug stings in our area and not leaving that to the district attorney and the state police. So, yeah, it's a holistic problem here, but when you're the chief executive of a city, especially a city the size of Scranton, well, I'm sorry, but the buck stops with you. And it's not any single reason. Of course, the mayor of Scranton is not personally responsible for these murders. And I'd never insinuate that. But to create an atmosphere in the city between its law enforcement morale, its public safety morale, the residents, and that is your realm. But when you're wasting time because it's popular to talk about violence interrupters and sending social workers to violent crimes, it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't. And I find it interesting because, you know, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. There was a first responder, a Scranton, city of Scranton first responder having a mental crisis. And instead of calling mental health workers, they had them arrested by the police. So I find it truly ironic that where there was actually a situation where someone could have used mental health intervention, they called the police to arrest them and did. And it was in the papers. And again, I think this person has some issues going on that need to be dealt with personally. And obviously, professionally, if they're high, if they're employed by a city first responder unit. But it just goes to show that they don't walk the walk that they talk. Because here's a situation that was nonviolent, clearly someone who was suffering some sort of breakdown. And instead, they called the police to have them arrested and bring charges. So it just goes to show you the atmosphere that's here, and the talk is all a bunch of crap. It's all performative. It's all, look at what we did on paper that never works in the real world, and anyone in public safety could tell you that real quick. And I understand that there are individuals in leadership positions whose jobs depend on pleasing the mayor. That's just the way it is. The mayor appoints the police chief. She appoints the fire chief. She appoints the leaders of these departments. And there's a fine line that they have to walk. And they do a pretty good job, especially here in Scranton, of doing that. But the results are just that, the results. And it was interesting that it took till after I talked about her not releasing a statement on this tragedy in her own city, one of the biggest ones in probably the last decade in her city. It took till after I chastised on the radio for her to put out a public statement. And it wasn't even a direct public statement. It combined the commercial fire and this incident that our first responders, our great first responders, and I agree wholeheartedly with that, responded to. Leaders lead. That's what they do. They don't cower, and I'm sorry, we have a coward. It's 3:23 here at WILK. Time for a break.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.